Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Nine Lives. Well, Tom, he's not the most attentive father in the world, but when he tries to get a birthday present for his daughter, fate steps in and he's magically turned into a cat. Now, the only way out for him is to make things right with his family.
Have you thought about what you want?
I want a cat.
Oh, I don't think our building takes pets.
You own the building.
Can I just pick out a cat and then I'll be on my way?
Wait a minute. I'm a cat!
Sometimes I feel like my dad's looking out for me through the cat.
Come on now, it can't be all that bad to be turned into a cat, right? For one, how about all those nine lives? Lots of chances to go big and try hard. And if you don't get it right, you only have to die 8 times. Then there's the constant attention with not one single moment to yourself ever. And what about never ever having to worry about where your next meal's coming from, even if it is processed preservative-packed gelatinous goodness from a tin can? On the other hand, you get to bond with your family, get lots of hugs and kisses, and you'll see things like you've never seen them before, giving a whole new appreciation for those you love. And the hardest and best one for sure, you get to see yourself in a whole new way, your goods, your bads, and you finally get to figure it all out. So if you're up for one good lesson in love, family, and the strange habits of kitty cats, this one may be for you. And now into a completely different kind of movie, it's Suicide Squad. Well, a secret government agency, they come up with a great plan for any possible contingency, bring a bunch of misfit criminals and loners together, and send them off to do the dirty work. What could possibly go wrong, right?
I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet.
They're bad guys.
This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad to do something that'll get you killed.
Let's go save the world.
Let's do something fun.
We're bad guys. It's what we do.
Nothing really matters.
So now, you have your so-called good guys who enlist the bad guys to take on the really bad guys so all the good guys can be protected from the really bad guys by the bad guys, yeah. But all the so-called good guys, are they really all that good if they join forces with the bad guys who might not be all that bad if they do some good by taking out the really bad guys who are really bad? Yeah, again, but really who cares as long as the movie is entertaining, right? Which is kind of the problem. Sure, there's all sorts of action and fighting and dying, but it all gets pretty monotonous and super predictable and maybe even, dare I say, bordering on boring. But come on already, just end the really bad guys and be done with it. So bottom line, suicide just isn't all that it's cracked up to be. So in our movie night traffic light, Suicide Squad is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.